I'm Rona Tarrant. President Trump has chosen John Bolton as his new national security advisor, replacing H.R. McMaster. Trump tweeted to thank General McMaster, saying he'd done an outstanding job and will always remain a friend. Bolton, a former U.S. ambassador to the UN, becomes Trump's third national security advisor in 14 months. He's advocated using military force against Iran and North Korea and has taken a hard line against Russia. The chairman of the US Bishops Pro-Life and Religious Freedom Committee said they were deeply disappointed that Congress omitted the Conscience Protection Act from the congressional funding bill for the fiscal year 2018. Cardinal Timothy Dolan and Archbishop Joseph Kurtz had advocated for the bill's inclusion, saying it was urgently needed to protect Americans from being forced to violate their deeply held convictions about respect for human life. Meanwhile, last night, the Senate passed a $1.3 trillion spending bill, keeping the government open through September. Peru's bishops have called for Peruvians to work together to root out corruption in the wake of the resignation of the country's president amid accusations of corruption. Pedro Pablo Kuczynski announced his resignation in a televised address earlier this week, a day before he was to face an impeachment vote in Congress. The country's bishops called for the ethical and moral recovery of the country because they said high levels of corruption steal hope, especially from the poor and the young. New research suggests the collection of plastic afloat in the Pacific Ocean is growing rapidly. Predictions suggest a build-up of about 80,000 tons of plastic in the Great Pacific Garbage Patch between California and Hawaii. This figure is up to 16 times higher than previously reported. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.